From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds, and this is The Conversation. Federal safety investigators are looking into the airplane crash in the fishing community of Soldotna, Alaska on Sunday that claimed the lives of 9 passengers and the pilot. The passengers, all tourists visiting from South Carolina. Soldotna is about 80 miles southwest of Anchorage on the Kenai Peninsula. The pilot was really Willie Radisky. This morning I spoke with a friend of his, Rusty Russler, who's the general manager of Pacific Alaska Shellfish. They're the world's largest producer of razor clams. His business is right across the street from Willie Radisky's Radisky Air in Nikiski, Alaska.
One of the nicest guys that I've ever known up here. Literally give you the shirt off his back, like they say. Hard working guy, always there at the airstrip. He has just gone out of his way to help us with our airplane. We've traded parts back and forth. He's just a very kind, giving human being who's built up a business from, I think, 1 or 2 planes. I think he has 6 planes now. They're continuing on. It was a pretty sad thing to go over there yesterday. The flag was at half staff, and the other pilots that I knew were over there just hanging around. And there's a lot of sadness, a lot of sorrow. Pretty tragic thing for the community, for all the communities involved. It was not only the Nikiski community, but it's the aircraft pilot community, the business community, the fishing community, the sightseeing community, all of that Willie was a part of, and just a pretty tragic event.
Plane crashes are a rarity down here, but there have already been several plane crashes in Alaska this year. June 28th, one killed a pilot and 2 passengers, and just on Saturday, the day before this crash, claimed 10 lives. A plane went down off Kodiak Island. Fortunately, the 2 men were able to swim 50 yards to safety. Is this an uncommonly bad year for plane crashes, or does it happen frequently in Alaska?
Of course it is. Yeah. It's a tragic year. But, Alaska is a very, very beautiful place, but it also has a lot of tragedy associated with it.
And flying is part of living in Alaska, isn't it?
Yes. I have spent many hours, and it is just a necessity. We have our airplane here. We fly it up to 7 times a day over to Powley Creek. That's the same with many of the communities in Alaska. The only way to get there is by plane.
Rusty Russler, general manager of Pacifica Alaska Seafish. He spoke with me earlier today from Nikiski, Alaska. Rusty, a personal friend with Willie Radisky, the owner of Radisky Air. He piloted that plane that crashed on Sunday on the Kenai Peninsula. The National Transportation Safety Board is doing an on-scene investigation to determine the cause of the crash.